Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Many of the stories that we read about in the Tanakh teach us about the way Hashem runs the world and the way that He deals with us. It says in the Megillat Esther that Haman built a gallows to hang Mordechai on, and on that same night, the king Ahasuerus couldn't sleep and asked for his book of Chronicles to be read to him, and the page that was open to was about the time when years before Mordechai saved his life. The very next morning, Haman came to the palace to ask Ahasuerus to hang Mordechai, and before he even got a chance to ask, Ahasuerus ordered him to ride Mordechai around the city on the king's horse in the clothing of the king and proclaim, "So shall be done to the man who the king finds favor in." The timing here of the events was so precise. Right when Haman wanted to harm Mordechai is when Hashem caused Ahasuerus to favor him. Hashem has the entire world running with the same precision. There are trillions of events that take place on a daily basis across the globe, and Hashem has every one of them timed to perfection. We hear people saying all the time, "If I would have walked in a second later or a second earlier, I would have missed it." That was Hashem setting it up so you wouldn't miss it. My relative told me she recently had a very busy day schedule doing a lot of chesed work, and so many things had to work out perfectly for her to get everything accomplished. One of the things she had to do was pick up a vacuum cleaner from the repair shop for her father. As she was getting ready to pay with her credit card, the repairman told her, "Sorry, I only take cash." She didn't have any cash, and going to search for a bank or ATM would have made her miss her next chesed opportunity as well as throw off her whole schedule. She walked outside the store hoping somehow Hashem would help her. And at that exact moment, her daughter-in-law happened to be driving by on that street. She called out to her, "Hi, please pull over." And she asked if her daughter-in-law had any cash. Her daughter-in-law said, "Wow, I'm just coming from the bank now." And she proceeded to give her the exact amount that she needed. My relative said the timing was amazing. The exact second I walk out of the store in need of Hashem's help, there's someone driving by to help me. A young rabbi told me, he was in Israel being interviewed for a Rebbe's job in a yeshiva. And during the interview, he and the Rosh Yeshiva went outside for a walk. And one of the questions that the Rosh Yeshiva asked him was, "Are you able to connect to the students? That is very important to us here." And at that exact second when the question was asked, a car pulled up and a boy comes running out of the car and gives the young rabbi a hug and says, "I miss you. How have you been?" A few years back, this rabbi was asked to learn with this boy to give him chizuk and help him become religious. They learned for a few weeks, and then the boy went back to America. He hadn't seen this boy in 3 years. And at that exact second that the Rosh Yeshiva was asking him about his ability to connect to boys, the boy showed up, gave him a big hug. The Rosh Yeshiva was very impressed and offered him the job. A man told me, some years back he was driving, listening to a Torah class, and the speaker was talking about the idea that a Jew is never lost, no matter where he is. Hashem put him there for a reason. Even if he makes a wrong turn, it was calculated by Hashem. And a few seconds later, lo aleinu, his car was hit by a truck. He got very badly bruised. He had to be in the hospital for a few days, and he had a surgery done. But Baruch Hashem, he came out, and everything was back to normal. He said, "The entire time I had so much chizuk, because Hashem gave me the exact message that I needed to hear at the exact moment I needed to hear it. There's no such thing as a wrong turn. Everything is calculated. I knew Hashem was with me." Another man said, he was having financial trouble, and he went to ask a relative for a loan. He felt very bad about having to ask for money. But right after he received the loan, he got into his car, and he put a CD on that he picked up in shul. the rabbi happened to be talking about taking loans. It was not the topic of the class. And he quoted from the Pele Yoetz that if a person is ever in need of money, he shouldn't feel bad about accepting a loan. He should actually seize the opportunity because paying back a loan is a mitzvah. He should look at it as an opportunity that Hashem is giving him to fulfill a mitzvah that not everybody gets to do. The man said the timing of hearing that was so unbelievable. Hashem is always in full control. He has everything timed perfectly. We don't always realize it, but every second of our day, we are recipients of Hashem's Hashkaha Peratit. Have a great day.